We're pressing in today to prayers that sabotage sabotaging spirits. But before we go there, I want to remind you one last time. This is it. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv, as you know it, is going offline in just a couple of days as we go black to transfer the remaining content to relaunch. It's going to be an epic relaunch. Gifts for everybody who purchases anything at 70% off at SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. When this is over, it's over. It's an epic flash sale. We've never done this before. We'll never do it again. Many of the courses that were once $500, $600, $700 are $49, $59, $69, $99. Don't miss this opportunity to grab the courses you've always wanted. The schools are not part of the sale. Get on the wait list for open enrollment. We've shut down enrollment for schools because we're revamping every school. We're offering some new bells and whistles built in. More access to me, it's going to be tremendous. So get on the wait list. Read what you're signing up for. Mass confusion because you guys, some of you aren't reading, but just read it. It's very clear, very plain. What's there is marked 70% off. The wait list is for the schools, not the courses, for the schools. Grab a hold of that while you can. You can even enroll to win a free copy of Angels on Assignment. Again, activating Angels on Assignment, the course. It's not available for sale. It's going in the archive, but you can win a free copy. It'll all be waiting for you on the new platform. So get on there while you can. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. When it's done, it is done. The devil is a saboteur, and there are sabotaging spirits. We know the enemy's ministry is one to come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And we need to be on guard. And the sabotage spirit is arising, and it works oftentimes through people. So many of these spirits work through people. Yes, the devil is the prince of the power of the air, but so many of these demon powers find open vessels, willing vessels, people who are bitter, people who are angry, people who are frustrated, people who are jealous to work through to sabotage you. The sabotage spirit is a demonic spirit. It wants to stop you. It wants to prevent your success. It wants to hinder your breakthrough. It wants to put a halt on your progress. It wants to kill your destiny. It wants to stop God's plans and purposes for your lives. It wants to ruin your potential. It wants to kill your dreams, your visions. It wants to destroy your relationships. And as I said, it often works through people. This is a spirit that brings contention, suspicion, vindictive attitudes in people who just want to take you down and take you out. This is a destructive spirit. And it works through people who are insecure, people who are prone to strife, people who are jealous, people who are bitter. And so we need to see it for what it is. Sabotage spirits bring conspiracies against you. Remember Nehemiah? Nehemiah, the cupbearer to the king, he had a burden for the Lord to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, and he had great opposition, all kinds of Tobias, Sambalot, trying to mock him, trying to ridicule him, trying to threaten him, trying to hinder him, trying to sabotage him. And the Bible says Nehemiah overcame that opposition by staying focused and by praying. He said, I will not come down from this wall. They had a shovel in one hand and a sword in the other, and they fought and they won. And that is what we are going to do. We are not going to come down off the wall. We're going to fight from our position on the wall. We will not be stopped. We will not be delayed. We will not be stymied. We're going to pray. We're going to make intercession, and we're going to come against this sabotaging spirit once and for all. And we know it'll come back at an opportune time, but next time we'll be wiser. Come on. We're going to pray into all this and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire, walking in the Spirit and winning in the warfare. And I prophesy something good is going to happen to you today. I'm coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here, and I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. Give me a year of your life and apply the word I'm teaching and watch the transformation. We've got three different messages every Sunday. free Sunday services. Watch them first message online at ahop.online, ahop.online. You could go deeper with us and become an official Web Church member. You've got my daily prayer covering. You've got the pastoral advice, the dedicated prayer line. You could tap into the virtual healing, prophecy, and deliverance rooms. It's all there for you if you need us at ahop.online/webchurch. Remember, today's broadcast is brought to you by schoolofthespirit.tv. Everything there, 70% off for the next few days, and it's going dark for 2, 3, 4 days, and then we will relaunch with a bang. And if you're going to come to Elijah Company, we've got 5 seats left. If you're going to come, you've already been approved, sign up now. Before we get at globalpropheticcenter.com, before we get started, share this with somebody quickly. Drop those hashtags for me. Hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. Let me know what city, what nation you're coming in from. I would like to know. Today, we're reading from my second devotional, Evenings with the Holy Spirit, listening daily to the still small voice of God. And today's devotion is titled, When You Feel Weak, Lean on Me. And here's what I heard the Lord say. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, with God, nothing will be impossible. Let the weak say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I know you feel weak sometimes, too weak to take another step, too weak to raise your shield of faith, too weak to pray. When you feel weak, lean on me, says the Lord. I am your strengthener. I am able to make you stand. I am your intercessor, says the Lord. You can do this. Come on, you can do it. I know you're tired. Some of you are so tired. Some of you are so weary. I know what it's like. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Listen, you can do this. God himself will strengthen you. God himself will infuse you. Listen, you've already got the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwelling on the inside of you. What more do you need? Amen. You've got it. You've already got it. You can do this. Hallelujah. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Evenings with the Holy Spirit on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever you find books online. Now, the prayer starter from the devotional. I am strong. Help me remember you are with me and that your strength is available to me when I feel weak, when I feel overwhelmed, when I feel like I can't fight another day. Strengthen me in my inner man, so I can stand and withstand. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we give you praise today because we are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image, in your likeness. You created us and you're transforming us into the image of your dear Son. This world is not our home, so we praise you, our King of Kings. We praise you, our Lord of Lords. We praise you, our bright and morning star. We praise you because you are good. You are faithful. You are the strength of our life. You are our everything, and we give you all the glory. We give you all our adoration. We give you all of our attention. There's nobody like you, Jesus. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that your grace, it is sufficient for us. No matter what we walk through, no matter what we go through, no matter what we move through, your grace is sufficient for us. If your grace was sufficient for Paul the apostle, then your grace is sufficient for us. If your grace was sufficient for Peter and John and James, then your grace is sufficient for us. And so we appropriate that grace even now, that favor, that grace, that strength, that power that dwells on the inside. We appropriate it even now. We tap right into the root. I thank you, Jesus, that the spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells on the inside of us. The power, the resurrection power, it dwells on the inside of us. When we are weak, you are strong. I thank you, Lord. Just as Paul the apostle said that his weakness, he would boast in his weakness. He said, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest upon us. Oh God, help us, for your power is made perfect in weakness. Your power shines bright when we are weak, when we see our own spiritual poverty, when we understand that we can do nothing apart from Christ. Your strength shows up. Your power shows up. Your grace shows up. So we give you praise in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We are so grateful that your loving kindness and your mercy are more than enough. Your loving kindness and your mercy are always available. Your loving kindness and your mercy are available to us regardless of the situation. Your strength, your power is being perfected and completed and shows itself most effectively in our weaknesses. We marvel at how we can keep taking step after step after step when we felt like we couldn't move another inch. You showed up. You empowered us. You strengthened us in our inner man. So we will gladly boast in our weakness, that the power of Christ may completely enfold us and may dwell in us. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we will not be sufficient in ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of you, oh God. Our strength lies in you, oh God. We will be strong in you and the power of your might. It's not by might, not by power, it's by your spirit that we are strong. We will be strong in you, not in our own selves. Apart from you, we can do nothing, but in you, we can do all things. So we will take pleasure in infirmities. We will take pleasure in reproaches. We will take pleasure in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when we are weak, then we are strong. You pick up the slack. You make up for what's lacking. You are the on-time God who will never leave us or forsake us even to the end of the age. You tell us in Isaiah 35 that you'll strengthen the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees, that you give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, you increase strength. So thank you, Lord, that you increase our strength, that you give us an enduring spirit, that you give us right standing, continually because of the blood of Christ, because we are in him, because he is in us, in the name of Jesus. We will not glory in ourselves, but we will glory in you, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are the high, the strong tower. Thank you, Lord, that you are the most high God. Thank you, Lord, that you see us in our affliction and you are ready to come alongside to help us move forward, to keep us advancing despite our weakness, despite our propensity to look back. You've called us to look up. You keep reminding us and reminding us and reminding us. You don't matter to remind us. You don't mind it. So, Father, thank you in the name of Jesus. When we are weak, you are strong. I thank you that you will supply every need we have according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. You will meet us where we are and take us where you want us to be. Oh, Jesus, we're so grateful, even in the realm of prayer, that you help us, because the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, because we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. So we'll delight ourselves in you, O God, and our confession is this: I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is our confession. That is our declaration. That is our firm belief in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we are strengthened with all power according to your glorious might, so that we may have full endurance and patience and joyfully bear up under every affliction in the name of Jesus. We thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has strengthened us and considered us faithful and appointed us to service. We will not let you down, O God. Do not let go of us as we stand and withstand in the evil day. And when we've done all, we keep standing because you are able to make us stand. Help us. Keep helping helping us. We're strong in you and the power of your might. So thank you, God, for what you've done. And thank you, God, that you've got better days ahead. Thank you, God, that you are surrounding us with favor as a shield. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Come on and share this with somebody quickly. I want to get it early into this segment on sabotaging spirits. I want to spend some time with this because I've about had enough. I don't know about you, but I've about had enough of the sabotage. I said, I don't know about you, but I'm about ready to send these things. And it works through people. Huh, Jesus, let me take a sip of water. It works through people who don't agree with you. People who don't like you, people. You can even have someone close to you who's been standing by your side for years, and all of a sudden, they disagree with one of your decisions, and they start working behind you, undermining you. And they don't even know they're doing it because they have opened themselves, up to be used by the enemy because of their dissension, because of their rebellion, because of the strife that's in their heart, because of the jealousy, because of the insecurity, because they think they're right and you're wrong, because of their pride. And so they open themselves up and they don't even know it. They don't even know that they're working against you. Now, some people, they know they're working against you. Judas knew he was working against Jesus, but it backfired. It'll backfire on every person that's working against God's plan for your life, because God's purposes and God's plans for your life will stand. And whoever is used of the enemy to try to sabotage God's good plan, his good, acceptable, and perfect will for your life, every person that's leaning into a demonic force, cooperating with a satanic agent to sabotage you, if they don't come to repentance, they're going to reap what they sow. And so we need to understand the person is not our enemy, not really. It's the demon that's influencing the person. And we should take pity on them and be the bigger person and rise above it and understand that this is a spiritual battle that we're in. What is sabotage? We're going to pray. Listen, I'll pray teaching you for just a couple of minutes because I want to lay a strong foundation before we pray. Listen closely. Sabotage is destruction of a property or hindering the manufacturing. Sabotage is the act or process of hampering or hurting. Sabotage is a destructive or obstructive action carried on by an enemy agent to hinder you. It's deliberate subversion. It's deliberate. It's on purpose. Now, the demon knows exactly what it's doing. The people may not. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your name and we ask you, Lord, to forgive us if we have ever served as an agent of sabotage for the kingdom of darkness. Lord, if we are reaping from what we've sown in the life of another, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us swiftly in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to help us, Lord, never to give in to the temptation to work against somebody because we may be working against you. Help us, Lord, to let people do what they're going to do. They have a free will. You will not interfere with their free will. So who are we to stand in the way of what they want to do, even if they're going the wrong way? They are yours. They belong to you. And it's up to you. It's not up to us to trip them up, to hold them back. I see that, Lord. So forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we forgive all those. We forgive all those who have sabotaged our processes, who have sabotaged our relationships, who have sabotaged our career. We forgive them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We forgive those who have sabotaged our education, who have sabotaged our friendships, who have sabotaged our finances, in the name of Jesus. We forgive all those who yielded to the voice of sabotage and became weapons in the hand of the enemy to tear down and throw down that which you were trying to build and plan in our lives. Oh God, would you forgive them? Because they know not what they're doing. They might have known what they did, but they don't understand the consequences. They don't understand the ripple effect. They don't understand the harvest they're going to reap on the seed that they sown, the seed of sabotage. So Lord, show mercy on them and forgive them, God, in the name of Jesus. Now we come against every spirit of sabotage that is working against us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, destroy every wall of sabotage surrounding our promised land in the name of Jesus. Let every agent of sabotage become desolate and derail them, God, by your power and might in the name of Jesus. Oh God, dispatch angels if you have to combat the saboteur spirits that are creeping around our garden in the name of Jesus. By the power of God, by the power of the Most High, we come against every satanic attempt to sabotage and destroy our families, our marriages, our relationships, our finances, our careers, our health, our ministry, and our destiny in the name of Jesus. We say back up now in the name of the Lord. You spirit of sabotage, we forbid you from coming nigh our dwelling in the name of Jesus. You spirit of sabotage, we put a cease and desist order upon your operations. We forbid you. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We know our rights and we plead the blood of Jesus against every sabotaging spirit in the name of the Lord. We break your powers. We reverse every saboteur curse in the name of Jesus. Oh, by the power of the Holy Spirit and the blood of the Lamb, and in the name of Jesus, we destroy and dismantle and reverse every sabotaging curse placed upon us from the day that we were born or even from our mother's womb. In the name of Jesus, we break every curse that has attracted and allowed and given sabotaging spirits legal rights in our lives, in our careers, in our families, in any area, any aspect, any venue, any way, any shape, any we break your powers in the name of Jesus. We reverse the curse now in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let every sabotaging spirit assigned to derail your vision for our lives and your destiny for our spirits backfire now. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that those who call our good works evil shall be put to shame. They shall be red-faced. They shall be embarrassed. They shall move in the name of Jesus. Get out of the way. We speak to every mountain of sabotage and we say, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. In the name of Jesus, we curse the spirit of sabotage from the roots. We say, dry up, dry up. Up, dry up, dry up, dry up in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of envy, jealousy, strife, bitterness, or witchcraft working through people to sabotage us, we bring you the knot. We bind your operations. We push you back and we say no. We will not tolerate your sabotaging works in our lives. We will put our foot down. We will put our foot on the neck of the enemy. Every spirit of witchcraft working against us, outwardly, against our mind, against our bodies, against anything that pertains to us or our bloodline, we decree and declare that from this day forward, you are brought to naught, die by fire. We burn you down in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, send those warring angels to infiltrate every secret meeting and demonic network where information is being shared about us on how to sabotage our next move in the name of Jesus. Lord, shift us out of the old and into the new. Our God, our God, our God, our God, our God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Every sabotaging spirit that's come against our character, trying to destroy our reputation, trying to hinder or stall our promotion, trying to question or cast aspersions on our integrity, our character, and our spiritual growth, we say back up and back down now in the name of Jesus. You may have come at us one way, but you're going to flee seven ways in the name of Jesus. By the power of the blood, we break every chain of limitation that that's been tied around our legs, tied around our neck, tied around our waist in order to hold us back and hold us up and limit our greatness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. We come against every negative power of every curse of sabotage on our life, in our generational line, and we say, be broken now. We deactivate you in the name of Jesus. By the power of our God, we say, let your fire, oh God, burn and destroy every satanic boundary over our finances, our marriages, our businesses, our ministries, our academics, our health, our career, in the name of Jesus. By the power in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare utter and complete destruction of every sabotaging agent that's formed weapons against us to derail our purposes, your intentions for our life, and our destiny in the name of Jesus. I decree that the God that answers by fire shall frustrate every evil worker and their weapons of iniquity that have been formed against us. They shall not prosper. They cannot prosper. They will not prosper in the name of Jesus, but we will prosper. So by the power in the name of Jesus, we declare that every person who have made themselves available for spirits of sabotage to work through, spirits of hindrance, spirits of frustration, every spirit, Lord, bring them to repentance in the name of Jesus. By the power of the blood of Jesus, we decree and declare the destruction of every gate, every obstacle, every barrier, every sabotaging demon power. We say, get out of the way. You must move off our path. We clear the path and make a way for the Lord. We reject every attempt of the enemy to discredit and despise our God-given assignment. Those who were aggrieved of our assignment, jealous of our assignment, Lord, set them aright. Send them on their own path. Help them see who they are and accept who they are and serve you in the name of Jesus. Pray in the spirit. The blood of Jesus. Hey, the blood of Jesus. Hey, the blood of Jesus speaks a better thing than sabotage. We break your powers. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the victories that we have in you. We have victory over every sabotaging spirit in the name of Jesus. We say blessings chase us down and overtake us in the name of Jesus. We say we are blessed coming in and blessed coming out, that we lend to many nations and never have to borrow. We thank you that we are blessed indeed. Oh God, we are blessed indeed. Oh God, we are blessed indeed, because blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. And what the spirit of sabotage meant for our harm, you're going to turn it for good. Genesis 50:20 is activated in our lives. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We will not walk in the counsel of the wicked. We will not stand in the way of sinners. We will not sit in the seat of scoffers. We will not begin to sabotage others. We will not trade evil for evil, but we will trade evil for good. We will do good to the evildoers in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that we are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed in the trial. We are blessed in the war. We are blessed in the blessing. We are blessed in the triumph. We are blessed. So we give you all the praise and we give you all the honor. We magnify your holy name, because you are great and greatly to be praised. Your name is reverent. Your name is power. Your name is beautiful. Your name is holy. So we give you all the praise. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his steadfast love endures forever. There's no God like you. You are a beautiful God. You are the on-time God. You are the God who repays. So I thank you, Lord, that you repay us for everything the sabotaging spirit stole, that you make up for lost time, for everything sabotaging spirits delayed, that you reconcile every relationship that sabotaging spirits destroyed in the name of Jesus. I declare payback in the name of the Lord. I decree and declare that the weapon of sabotage is dismantled, and we'll discern it better next time. God, help us discern it better next time. God, help us in the name of Jesus to see this for what it is and to stop the operations of sabotaging spirits before they have a chance to manifest. Help us to grow in discernment. Give us a hunger for your word. We give you praise and honor and glory. We magnify your holy name. You are the beautiful God, the on-time God, the God who sees us and loves us, the God who saved us. What more would you not do for us? So we praise your holy name. We give you honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, somebody. The spirit of sabotage is real. Listen, when we relaunch schoolofthespirit.tv in about a week or so, When we relaunch this, I have a brand new course coming out that I'm going to give everybody like a huge discount on. It's called Conquering Hindering Spirits, because this sabotage works. They're all like glommed together. Delay, sabotage, hindering spirits. They're not the same spirit, but they often work hand in hand. And I've created a course. You're going to look for it because it's coming out soon, real soon. It'll only be available for about a week, and then it'll come down. You'll be able to get it. Because what I found is many of you, well, I don't want to accuse you of anything. Many people, they just think things are going to be there forever. They wait till the very last minute to sign up, and they make it very difficult for me and my staff. So from now on, when this Conquering Hindering Spirits comes on, and listen, it's a powerhouse message, 4 classes. When this comes on, it's going to be available for about a week. So I want you to make sure that you are on my email list, because you might miss it. It's going to be registered. It's it. We're not doing things the way we used to, where every class is going to be up on School of the Spirit anymore. We're going to put up what we think is relevant for the season. It's going to be Holy Spirit led. We're going to have our schools that you can sign up for with open enrollment. We're going to have our classic courses, our most popular courses that stay up. But our new courses going forward, you can register maybe a week, 10 days tops, and that registration is coming down. If you miss it, you miss it. And that'll be it. Because people, I just feel like too many people procrastinate, and then, you know, they want everybody else to, none of you, of course, but these hindering spirits, these sabotaging, they are nasty. And what we want to do is we want to begin to avoid the blind side. We don't want to be caught off guard. We want to see the signs and see it for what it is. Not everything's a devil. But I'm telling you, this School of the Spirit, this new platform is going to be incredible. It'll take us a few weeks to roll out some of the things we want to do. I can't even tell you what they are yet. But I will tell you, we're going to have, for the school students, we're going to have epic Q&As. We're going to have different, I can't tell you yet, because we got to get it all set up. Once we transfer to the new platform, we still have to turn on different features and functions that we can't do till we launch. And so we are working very hard. And check this out. This is really cool. Listen to this. With the new School of the Spirit, we're going to have an affiliate program. That means that if you can sign up to be an affiliate, and you can share on your social media whatever course, you know, that's available at the time. And if somebody buys the course through your link, you're going to get a payout. You're going to get paid. You're going to get a commission. And your courses can be free. Wouldn't that be awesome? So make sure you're on my email list, jenniferleclaire.org. Go over there and sign up for the email list, jenniferleclaire.org/subscribe. Spell my name right. You're looking at the screen right now. There's an E on the end of my name, jenniferleclaire.org/subscribe. Get on my email list, because I'm going to send out, once the new site launches, I'm going to send out an email to get part of our affiliate program. All you got to do is share it. Say, hey, this is a great class. Sign up for it. And it's going to have a tracking code, and you're going to get commissions. From that, and your classes could be free. Now, there's a delay on the commissions because it takes 30 days to process all that. The platform works. We get payouts every 30 days, and you'll get them as well. And so can you imagine getting to just take all the classes for free? If you share the classes, chances are you've got, you know, share it with social media, tell your friends, give them the link. You could get all your stuff for free. Or at least you could get a discount. I mean, if you don't have a lot of friends who care to, you know, get educated, you're hardcore. You are like the hardcore people. You're the ones that really want to learn and grow. But you could get paid. That's crazy. This new program that we're doing. So look for that. Look for the launch. I think we're about a week out, but the site's going to go black for a few days. What I'm going to do is make sure we email everybody ahead of time that's registered for any of our schools or courses, who's still on the email list. If you're not on the email list, we have no way to reach you. That's the problem. But anybody that's on our email list that signed up for a course that's still on there, we're going to send you an email out the next couple of days saying, hey, here's what you're going to expect. Look for this email. It's going to come. It's going to come with your new login. You're going to create your new login, and you're going to have access to all the courses you grabbed. If you buy a course the last day of the sale, which right now everything's on sale for 70% off. If you grab a course the last day of the sale, it might take a couple days for you to get access to it, but that's okay. You're paying pennies on the dollar for it. You can wait a couple days, but you have access to everything right now. And so I encourage you to get on over there. Everything right now is 70% off. I extended the sale, not only because we had to. We had a big glitch with somebody didn't understand something, didn't go right, didn't work right, miscommunication with the platform, and all these different things happened. And so we had to delay it. So I thought, well, let me just keep the sale going. But it really is going to stop here in the next couple of days. SchoolTheSpirit.tv will go blank, go black. There'll be nothing there. And then it will relaunch with the same URL. It'll look completely different. We're going to have all kind of bells and whistles, perks. We're going to have limited time registration. We're going to have epic Q&As, and we're going to have the affiliate program. That's all I can tell you right now. There's more to come. This is going to be tremendous. I think the old platform, you know, when we started the school, only had like one class. It was fine, but it's become clunky. We've got 140 courses, but we're only going to have 6-7 courses up now. That's it. And I've got 40 classes. I've never even debuted 40 classes. I've never even debuted. So make sure you're tracking with me so you don't miss whatever it is you want. Make sure I'm not landed in your spam. Because even if you don't want to grab hold of the current course, you can still, with your affiliate program, put it on your social media and say, hey, everything she teaches is great. Maybe this will help you. I'm telling you, this is a sweet deal for you guys. Who likes it? It's a sweet deal for you guys. I don't know anybody else that's doing it. So check that out. If you're going to come to our Pentecost service, make sure you get registered on my Eventbrite. I think it's jenniferleclair.org/events. I don't know if that URL still even works. Our Pentecost service. Sunday is Resurrection Day. I'm going to be teaching a message. Yeah, it does work. Let me go one at a time quickly because I got to go. Sunday. Resurrection Day. It's resurrection power that delivers. That's my message. You can watch the replay if you can't watch live. ahop.online is free to register. If you're going to come to our Pentecost service is crazy, crazy, crazy. It's called Tongues of Fire. If you want to watch online or you want to come in person, Tongues of Fire, May 19th, 10:47 a.m., an unforgettable Pentecost experience. This is crazy wildfire every year. So fly down here if you can, because you're going to love it. Amen. You got to fly down and get on. If not, you can watch online, but please register. As well, the Elijah Company Intensive, Many of you have been accepted and you have not registered. If you wait any longer, you're not going to get in. We got 5 seats left, maybe 7. I think somebody just switched their whatever, but maybe 7. Don't wait, guys. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't wait. GlobalPropheticCenter.com. And then one more thing. If you go to jenniferleclair.org/events, you're going to find an Awakening Prayer Hubs webinar. If you want to learn more about starting an Awakening Prayer, this is not for people that want to join a hub. This is for people who want to know what it's like to start a hub, if it's going to be a good fit for you. It's not for if you want to join up. So don't bother. If you really want to know what it's like, go watch it. But this is not for people that want to join. This is for people that want to start a hub. You can find the registration for that. We're having a webinar you can tap into at jenniferleclair.org/events, Awakening Prebs webinar. Learn more about starting a hub. All that's there for you. Amen. All that is there for you. Amen. If you're in South Florida, make sure you come to Awakening House of Prayer on Sunday. And every Sunday, we have 3 services, 3 different messages every week. And I am really, really excited about what the Lord is doing in this hour. So get involved in what's going to bless you. God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. Let me pray for you. Listen, if you want to sow into the ministry, you can do so at you can use jenniferleclair.org/donate. You can become a partner there. You can use the text to give. Text the word give 754-701-2161 and follow the prompts. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $ prophetic books, $ prophetic books, you can use the PayPal, paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire, paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. You can use the, what is it? Cash, Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. You can use the Zelle. Zelle is info@JenniferLeClaire.org. And you can use the P.O. Box, P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33303. P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33303. And Father, I thank you for all those who are giving and sowing. I ask you to multiply this back to the givers in Jesus' name. Lord, I just lift up everyone under the sound of my voice. Lift up the Awakening House of Prayer leaders, the Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, the Awakening House Church leaders, the Awakening Web Church members, and my local congregation here in Fort Lauderdale, Awakening House of Prayer. I thank you for all the Ignite Network students, the members rather, the Company of Seers, the School of the Spirit students, and the Global Prophetic Center students. And Lord, we thank you for them. I ask you, Lord, to bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from evil and causing pain. Lord, give us this day our daily bread, God. Help us to walk worthy of our calling, God. Open our eyes and help us see what you would have us to see and to receive from your heart that which you're pouring out. Help us, Lord, to understand who we are in Christ and what's available to us, who we really are in you and what's available to us, God. I thank you, Lord, that you bring home prodigals, that you heal bodies, that you establish us in our calling, God. Save our family members and deliver people from evil in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God is good all the time, all the time. God is good. Remember, schoolofthespirit.tv, final days of the sale. GlobalPropheticCenter.com, the Elijah Company. JenniferLeClaire.org/subscribe. Get on my email list. You can find out about the affiliate program and ahop.online for the Sunday message. Guys, I love you. Make sure you're following me on whatever platform you're listening. Have a breakthrough day.